I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Tennis fans are getting a huge serving of great matches as the U.S. Open continues in Flushing, New York. Last night was no exception. Jennifer Capriati defeated Serena Williams in the women's quarterfinal. The playing was superb. The officiating, though, was highly questionable. And here to tell us more is Tondalea Wilder. She's host of the public radio show She Got Game. Tondalea, what was going on? What were the questionable calls in this match?
Well, it really was a match marred by bad calls and officiating. Capriati and Williams were like warriors out there. I mean, Williams was firing 100-plus mile-per-hour serves. Capriati was counter-punching with powerful forehands and backhands. But during the first game of the third set with the score at deuce, Serena Williams hit a backhand winner down the line, moved into the ad court, ready to try to hold, until she heard the chair umpire, Mariana Alves, announce the score as advantage Capriati. Now, Williams' shot was clearly inside the line, but Alves, the chair umpire, overruled the linesperson and gave Capriati the point. Serena thought the umpire had mixed up the score. She approached the chair to get clarification. Alves didn't budge. Williams was in shock, the crowd was in shock, and, Serena Williams did what she rarely does, and she argued, but it really was futile.
So that was the key call in an unusual night. Serena Williams was quite angry after the match. She talked about, even, a conspiracy going back to Wimbledon. What is she talking about?
Yeah, Williams said her mind drifted to Wimbledon, where her sister Venus lost a point in a tiebreak because the chair umpire messed up the score. So at the moment this whole controversy came about, that's what she was thinking about, and she thought, oh my goodness, not again.
What has been the official response? What about the Women's Tennis Association? What are they saying about this?
Well, Serena Williams said she received an informal apology from the Women's Tennis Association to WTA officials. And tournament referee Brian Early said in a statement late Tuesday night that the chair umpire, the woman in question, Mariana Alves, will not be working another match during the U.S. Open. He also acknowledged that her overrule was wrong.
But there's no going back.
No going back.
Serena Williams did say that apparently she wasn't playing all that well and the match shouldn't have come down to that one call, which he was indeed saying was bad.
Right. Serena did say several times that she didn't want to take anything away from Jennifer Capriati, that the bad calls probably didn't cause her to lose the match. Serena said she probably lost because she had 57 unforced errors. But the bad calls, especially that one particular overrule call by the umpire, really was a big factor. And I'm sure it stuck with her mentally.
Hey, who's going to win there?
Well, it's interesting because, Jennifer Capriati became the first woman to advance to the semis. She's never won the U.S. Open, and after last night's mental toughness, you've got to like her chances. But four other women remain, two Russians, a woman from Japan, and one other American, Lindsay Davenport. She's been playing great all year. There's been talk in the past about her retiring. I'm sure she's going to be a crowd favorite, but all those other women will have to make it through to the semis, and we'll know more about that after today.
Tondalea Wilder is news director at WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, and host of the public radio show She Got Game. Thank you, Tondalea.
Thank you.